The government of Jamaica recently launched Jamaica Eye, the country's national closed-circuit television CCTV system. Under this initiative, the government will incorporate the video feeds of its CCTV camera network with those contributed by members of the public to increase surveillance of public spaces island-wide. Jamaica Eye will allow for more targeted responses to acts of criminality, national disasters, and other events. Project manager for Jamaica Eye, Major Sheldon Bryan, was at JIS Radio Studio 58A and discussed with host Vaughn Davis the process by which members of the public can link their CCTV feeds to the national system. We bring you an excerpt of that interview.
We, the Ministry of National Security, we are partnering with the NWA National Works Agency and other agencies to work to roll out what we have is a national fiber infrastructure. And as part of that, we are adding camera systems to that infrastructure. We have camera systems rolled out in several parishes across the island, over 180 cameras so far, as well what we own. But when we realize the space that we need to manage is a hot spot where crime is active and all of these areas, we realize that as a government, we can't do it alone. We need a lot more cameras to be a part of the system to increase our situation awareness as to what is happening across the space. So we are inviting now persons who have camera systems already, digital camera systems, we're encouraging them to utilize that kind of system. And once it's connected to the internet, we're able to take that feed right into the environment, into the command center. And how you do that, you log on to the jamaicaeye.gov.jm.
Okay,
right? Yes. That is a website that we launched yesterday. And once you log on to the website, you're able when you do the sign up form, it takes you to a step by step process, and it asks you certain information about the camera system that you have at home, the make, the model, the serial number, and some credentials, right, that will cause us to get remote access to the system.
Now, is that process easy? Because the first thing a person might think is, boy, I'm not an IT professional and this sounds really technical, you know. So, I mean, is this something that, you know, the average citizen can just log on to and just go through easily?
Yes, it is very step by step. It's a very interactive form. And if, for example, when they ask you for a serial number, they say, what is a serial number? You know, what is a MAC address? That's all
exactly.
We have on the website, on the frequently asked portions of the website, it shows you a picture of the back of what we call the DVR or the NVR, the video recorder that you have at home. When you look at that, you know, it shows you where to find all the information, right, about your system to fill out the form, and then we'll be able to now remote log into that system. One of the things I need to clarify as well, depending on the system that you have, we may need to reach out to you to do an interactive process. So once you've signed up the form, right, and you click submit, an automatic email is generated that goes straight to the technical department. The technical department will then reach out to the individuals if there are any challenges. If the information that was provided isn't clear or complete, that sort of thing, then we will reach out and then talk the individuals through step by step of how to make connectivity. If that fails, then the technical team will deploy and assist persons.
Okay, so there is that element
of that outreach
where you guys will come and actually meet with people and help them to get on board. Because I'm sure many people are really interested in doing this kind of thing.
Right.
Which brings me to this question. I mean, it's early days yet, obviously, but has there been much uptake, or has the public, members of the public, contacted you and kind of expressed that kind of interest to be a part of the system?
Well, certainly I've gotten so many phone calls so far about the, you know, the certain clarity, and then after they get clarity, we have a number of persons already signing up. We have over 20 persons already since within the first 2 hours of the launch. I'm not sure what exactly the figure is now. I didn't check it before I come here this morning, but certainly the uptake is there. Persons are interested. I got a lot of calls before to clarify before people actually sign up. So some people might not understand definitively, you know, what exactly the Jamaica Eye program is based on what they're seeing in the media. But these engagement that we're having now is just reassuring the public that you can actually log on to the website jamaicaeye.gov.jm and sign up, and rest assured that the technical team is there on standby to receive the information and assist.
Project manager for Jamaica Eye, Major Sheldon Bryan, in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.